Welcome to Real News on this Wednesday evening, and I am going to talk about something on here today that I actually did not want to talk about, but I feel like I have no choice. Has that ever happened to you? And what I mean by I feel like I have no choice is some people, you know, they perpetuate fake news. They perpetuate lies. And I've talked about this subject before. And this has to do with the past city council election that just happened last year. Okay. So there was a runoff election, City Council District 4 in Ocala, Florida, with Kristen Dreyer and one Lori Martin Gregory, which you've heard me speak about before, that was backed by literally established political corruption to the core. And what I mean by to the core is exactly what I mean. Established political corruption. And honestly, thank God she lost. So saying that, she is doing a what you call a Reawaken America tour by somebody that puts it on. His name is Clay Clark. And they're going around the country with losers like Mike Lindell, other loser speakers. And I'm actually going to set this video up for you. You can't see the video, but you can find it by going to Rumble. Reawaken America Tour, San Diego Day 2 from March 12th of 2022. And I'll tell you where you can find it. It's an 11-hour conference with different speakers. Now, saying this, some of the speakers I agree with, but some of them I don't. Some of them are way, way out there. Okay. So I'm going to set this up. You go to the 7-hour and 51-minute mark and play this video. And this is the guy speaking right before Lori Martin Gregory takes the stage to talk about medical tyranny in this country, which I believe some aspects of it, but not all of it. So I want you to hear this loser talking before her, talking about he heard before he came on stage tonight. He says this. He said that he's telling this crowd now, this misinformation and this perpetual lie. These are false statements, folks. This guy is basically saying he's hearing from intel. Basically, he's saying before he took the stage that people from Space Force and the Air Force and the military, he's seen them going into Trump Tower to speak to Trump. So he's basically saying there's a war behind the scenes. Folks, that's not happening. Okay? And I want you to remember, I'm going to set this up before this. I want to talk about this also. These are the same people that believe John F. K. Jr., John F. Kennedy Jr., who died in a plane crash off of Martha's Vineyard in 1999, folks. Now, this is a fact. John F. Kennedy Jr. is dead, folks. Dead. But you have these people, including Lori Martin Gregory, that believes John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive. In fact, they also believe, because, and if you think I'm lying about this, just look up QAnon, Dealey Plaza, and you'll see where these losers in the last few months literally went to Dealey Plaza. If that's familiar to some of you people, that's where John F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated. No, that's where John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy in 1963 was assassinated in the open-top convertible. Remember? You heard that story. We know that's fact. So these people were told by Mr. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and people like Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. They were told by these people Mike Lindell has even told people. Clay Clark has talked about this. These people are in a cult, folks. They believe that John F. Kennedy Jr. was going to come back in August of last year. Didn't you hear that story? These people, these cult people, believe that Trump was going to come back and take power in August of 2021, and that John F. Kennedy Jr. was going to take his side as vice president. I know it sounds crazy, folks, but that's what they believed. That a kid, that John F. Kennedy Jr. had died in a plane crash at the bottom of the ocean in Martha's Vineyard, they believed somehow that he was alive. And these people still believe, they still believe that Trump is arresting people behind the scenes. Did you also hear what they believe? They believe that Joe Biden that's in the White House now is CGI. They don't believe he's real. According to these people, Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden and the real Barack Obama is locked up in Guantanamo Bay. That's what they believe. Did you ever see the hashtag that says trust the plan? That's what these people believe, folks. They believe it. They believe that what we see on TV, that's not the president. How insane is that? And let me tell you a little bit about Lori Martin Gregory. She's on this tour, and it was supposed to be about medical tyranny. But she went off the rails to discuss the city council election that she lost here, and she's claiming that it was rigged and stolen from her. Well, Miss Lori Martin Gregory, I'm sure at some point somebody is going to send this to you. And you lost because you are a loser. That's right. You are a fraud. You are a scam artist. You are a fucking professional bullshit artist. And you also lost because, if you know it or if you do not know it, your political consultant, Miss Mosley, is established political corruption. And so is Mr. Hansen. Mr. Hansen loves to talk about the good old boys don't like me. Motherfucker, you are the good old boys. You are the political establishment corruption. And Miss Lori Martin Gregory, I saw your campaign video where you said you worked with your dad on the Marion Theater in like what, 2005 or 6? Bitch, nobody gives a shit about that. That artsy crowd downtown, which I like to call new money, late 20s, mid 30s, entrepreneurs that own bars and they're successful, they don't give two shits about what your daddy, Buddy Martin, accomplished in this city. Okay? That's why you lost. You're out of touch. You people that believe John F. K. Jr. was going to take back the White House with Donald Trump August of 2021, you people are out of touch. You people are in a cult. And make no mistake, I am a Republican, but I'm not a clown Republican. I'm not a fucking clown. Sorry, folks. You can't believe this shit. And this crazy bitch is going around the country, going off the rails, saying that the election was stolen. No, you lost fair and square because you were a shitty candidate, number one. I mean, Jesus Christ, you had a fucking campaign video with a white bedsheet behind you. Are you on crack? Did you see Kristen Dreyer's professionally made video with the drone footage? And when you actually hear her speak, she had actual points, talking points, that resonated with voters. Anyway, that's why she won. She was the better candidate, and you sucked. And I know you're salty about it, and you're still in your feelings, and you're still butthurt about it. But the fact of the matter is, you lost fair and square. And the audacity to go after Wesley Wilcox. Here that does the voting, that tallies up the votes for Marion County, is 100% disgraceful. There's nothing that, anything that you people talk about, and I've seen you talk about it over and over on the Marion County Political Forum, Stan Hansen speaking about it, talking about Wesley And a lot of this discussion on there that I've seen in the last day or two that was actually sent to me talks about Mr. Wilcox pretty much not doing what he's supposed to do, pretty much rigging the election for Kristen Dreyer. It's pretty much what they're saying. So I also seen people say, well, show the proof, right? So do you have the proof? And I see people getting pretty much bullied for asking the question. My friend Paul Skinner is asking questions on there and basically saying, do you have proof? Do you have evidence that shows the election was rigged? And instead of them having a debate with him, they're basically trashing the guy. At one point, Lori Martin Gregory pretty much said the guy was an alcoholic. And you've heard me say this before, folks. When you have nothing, that's when they personally attack. When they don't have facts in their corner, which they don't. And for them to say that our elected official here, somebody that counts the votes, Wesley Wilcox, the head of the election process here, for them to say that he's crooked is wrong. It's just wrong, folks. And the election was not stolen. Okay, she lost fair and square. But anyway, I want you to hear these insanity, the remarks out of this guy that I'm going to play first, where he talks about the Space Force people were going into Trump Tower. And this is how crazy these people are. And I also want to say one more thing. Lori Martin Gregory, who ran for city council, also believes in flat earth. That's right, folks. She believes the earth is fucking flat. How insane would have that been? Imagine having somebody with these radical, insane views sitting on our city council. Folks, we can do better, and we did do better. And we elected Miss Kristen Dreyer. She's doing a fabulous job. So congratulations, Kristen, once again, if you're listening. And without further ado, I'm going to play this clown that's going to talk for about 2 minutes. And then you're going to hear Lori Martin Gregory in her own words, because I get accused here and there by some people. A candidate that's running for county commissioner right now, Keith Poole, and some other people, Stan Hansen, Sue Mosley, all these people behind the scenes, they like to run that mouth. And they want to tell you that I am spreading misinformation and fake news. I have a question for you. How can I be spreading fake news when I'm actually playing the audio recording of these people? What they're saying word for word. I'm not only telling you what they're saying, I'm going to prove to you what Lori Martin Gregory is saying. And I want you to listen to the tone of her voice and how radical and angry this woman is. And imagine having her sit on an elected seat in Marion County. It would be an absolute tragedy, folks. We can never let Miss Lori Gregory hold an elected seat in Marion County. We have to do better, folks. So anyway, without further ado, I want you to listen to this insanity from these two people.
What your life is meant for. You are now in this war. That's why you're here. Are you going to answer Christ's call? Are you going to be part of the ascending Christ consciousness on this planet so we bury this satanic architecture which has infiltrated every aspect of society? The Khazarian Mafia has been killing you. They're now killing you in hospitals. They're killing you in the streets. They launched Antifa and BLM. That's when I blew the gasket. That's when I said, okay, no governor, no president, no state legislature is going to say it. Then I'm going to say it. I'm going to come out and I'm going to rain this shit storm down on all these scumbags until they are dead. And they can't just stop. We can't just stop them. We can't stop them. We have to remove them. They're criminals. They have a mental framework of being criminals. They'll never be anything but criminals. ever. They need to understand that all of you have set in motion the most powerful force this country has seen in its history, because we the people are rising. I know you're getting frustrated. I know you're getting impatient. I know many of you want this thing done. It's not about getting it done. It's about getting it right. Is it happening? I will tell you this before I walk off this stage. It's happening every day. I just had an intel source when I was backstage call me and say, Scott, I'm over here at Trump Tower. He has eyes on a lot of things in Vegas for me. He said there was a plane that landed, and I was right there when a number of generals from Air Force and Space Force stars got out of these cars, went into Trump Tower. This war is being played out behind the scenes. And I'm telling you, you are the weapon. You are the weapon. We, the people, are the weapon. And you need to launch and unleash yourself on this power structure. We bring it down and we build the Garden of Eden. Thank you. No more peace pipe. They have one option. Now they took out the general. I love all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, that was Scott McKay. Scott McKay. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, back for part two of their update about how to expose the corruption of medical tyranny is Lori Gregory. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Lori Gregory back to the stage for part two, Exposing Medical Tyranny 101.
Thank you, Clay Clark. Give it up for Clay Clark. Let's go. Thank you all so much for being here. So yesterday I was talking to you about how I've had enough. I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing in our country and what's happening with our government. Can I put it in quotes? Because, you know, it's not my president, former Vice President Joe Biden. He's perpetuating a lie that I've known about for some time. I learned about it after I worked on Wall Street, which is where I started my career. And I worked as an investor relations consultant for biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies. So I was in charge of their stock price, making sure that all the big fund managers and analysts and market makers would take big positions, because the Wall Street markets are in bed with the government. You know that, right? You know they're corrupt. I saw it. First time I was asked to provide some insider information in exchange for somebody from a stock brokerage firm who was willing to take a big position with one of my clients. What are you going to do for me? He said. Like, well, for one thing, I'm going to walk away from this conversation because you've just told me that you're dirty. And I don't do dirty. I'm a God girl. Thank you, Jesus. So watching these guys work on Wall Street and colluding with the pharmaceutical industry for profit over people, it was no surprise when I became a mom at 45 years old. Thank you, Jesus. And I was able to see what they were trying to do to my precious baby with all of the junk science that they wanted me to pump in his body. Not gonna do it. Nope, not gonna do it. Because I have a brain that God gave me, I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use the discernment, and I'm gonna use what you taught me in business school. I'm gonna use the tools that you gave me through my education to figure out what's really true. So I brought you one of my smoking guns. Thought you might enjoy seeing this. This is a copy of the 2016 U.S. Special Claims Court judgment report. This is where all of the vaccine injury cases are listed for payout and injury. We are dealing with a house of cards. The entire COVID narrative is built on a house of cards, and it's going to come tumbling down. Okay? It's going to come tumbling down because the dirty little secret of the pharmaceutical industry is that we've been paying out our government $200 million a year on average in, for vaccine injury and death in children since 1986. Okay? $200 million a year on average. We are hurting our children. We are wounding our children. We are killing our children. And our president would have us send money to governments and countries that we are supposed to support, ignoring our borders, the war that's going on in our southern border, ignoring the children that we are hurting and maiming and killing in the name of public health right here in the United States of America. And that is what's happening. And it's been happening for a long time. I'm sorry to tell you. This report contains all the vaccine injury and death settlements. And this report goes every year to the Vice President of the United States. Here's the cover letter. The Honorable Joseph R. Biden received this report in 2016. He got this report for eight years. Mike Pence got this report for 4 years. What's happening? Are they not reading it? Do they not care? Are they not paying attention? Had they been paid not to pay attention? Eli Lilly is in Indiana. They're a very big contributor to Mike Pence's gubernatorial campaign. So we are in a period now where truth has been sold and replaced with lies that are coming for our children. It is time for us to stand up and take a stand. We don't have time to waste anymore. We're talking about our future. And as Andy Wakefield exposed in the film Vaxxed, we are looking at a rate of autism that by 2032 will be 1 in 2 children, 80% of all boys. You will either have autism or you will care for someone with autism, and we will have no standing army. If the Chinese government wants to just march right in, there will be no one to defend us. We will have no first responders. 2032, that's 10 years from now. That was a report, actually, a scientific paper that was done by Stephanie Seneff. She is a professor, MIT PhD, and she compared the rates of autism over the years, and that's how she came up with those numbers. We must fight now. And this is what we need to do, okay? There are lots of things you can do. First and foremost, run for school board. Run for city council. We have to get involved on the hyper-local level. General Flynn inspired me last summer to do exactly that. So I ran for city council this past fall in my little town of Ocala, Florida. It's very interesting. I didn't really want to do it, but the Lord said, do it. I said, I don't really want to do it. He said, are you an obedient servant or not? Kind of got me there. Okay. So, and I had been asked 4 times to run, and I said no 4 times. And after the 4th time, I said, Lord, if you want me to do this, give me some help. So the 5th time I was asked, I was given a campaign manager and money. I said, okay, you weren't kidding. Okay, I'll do it. But if you really want to find out who your friends are, run for office. You will find out very quickly. And by day 3, I was in tears on my hands and knees, begging the Lord to let me quit. He said, no, it's not about you. Get over it and let's go. I said, okay. Well, and actually I felt very freed, because if it wasn't about me, it didn't matter if I won or lost. It wasn't about me. What happened was I ended up getting into a runoff. And 3 weeks before my runoff, my supervisor of elections went on CNN and MSNBC after meeting with me and some of my supporters who were asking me questions about Captain Seth Keschel's map. Have y'all seen Seth Keschel's map? Okay. So I had supporters that were saying, oh my gosh, Marion County is actually yellow. That means that we have some fraud here. What does that mean? I said, I don't know, but let's go talk to our supervisor of elections. He's our expert. Well, it's very interesting because what I got was, these are my damn votes and nobody's going to audit me. And I'm in charge here. I've been doing this for 25 years. I thought, well, that is a problem, right? That's a problem. Because if you're doing a great job, I expect, come on in. Would you like to see how good I am? Come on, let me show you. Let me show you what a great job I'm doing. Look at all my clean voter rolls. Aren't they excellent? That's not what we got. And when you then go on MSNBC and CNN and say, candidates need to stop talking about election integrity because it's killing democracy. That's what I got. I was the only candidate that went and talked to him about election integrity. So he was basically threatening my First Amendment rights on mainstream media. I then found out that he had moved to my hometown 25 years prior from Little Rock, Arkansas. And that his daughter-in-law is Dianne Feinstein's aide. And Dianne Feinstein's husband owns 66% of Avid software, which is the software that runs on Dominion voting systems. That's what happened in my little town of 69,000 in Florida. The really scary part is my supervisor of elections is in charge of all the supervisor of elections for the whole state of Florida. And just because President Trump won Florida doesn't mean we didn't have fraud. Because as Seth Keschel's map pointed out, in 2008, when Florida went blue for Obama, my county gave 69,000 votes for Obama. In 2020, somehow, Joe Biden got 74,000 votes? More than Obama in 2008? In a Republican renaissance? How can that be? Well, we're going to have to find out. Because now we have people in my community that are willing to die on this hill of election integrity. And they are now taking my race and using it to canvass to clean up the voter rolls in my county. So God is using my race, even though I lost. I got the most votes the day of election, but I lost by vote by mail by 296, strangely. But that's okay, because the Lord has got plans and he's got other things for me to do, like making movies with Andy Wakefield, so I'll take it. But I'm telling you this story because I want you to know that no matter how small you think your town might be, no matter how inconsequential you might think your journey is, it's not.
Well, I rest my case, folks. Did you hear that insanity? And I want to clear a few things up. I love how she's saying that they're using my race. Usually, you know, everything's about me, 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 me. I lost. Me. Look at me. Everybody, I need attention. I love how she's talking about, we got people, oh, so many people, that's taking my race and looking it to clean up. Nobody's going to clean up anything. You guys don't have enough people. You have like fucking, you're talking about literally people from Marion County Political Forum. A bunch of freaking washed up people that are irrelevant, including Mr. Hansen. These fuckers are over the hill. You're all out of touch. And yes, more people went for Biden in Ocala. Do you know, are you paying attention to people coming here from California and from liberal towns and cities? That's why more people went for Joe Biden. Yes, a lot of people that I know are Republicans. I am a staunch Republican. But I'm telling you the facts, folks. Don't you see the people coming here from all over across the world? New York City, New Jersey, New Hampshire, California? Do you know where these people generally vote? They vote blue. They vote left. They vote liberals. These are liberals coming here. That's what's happening, Miss Lori Martin Gregory. I thought you fucking were smart and should know things like this. But obviously, you're not very bright. And you're still not very bright to realize that your problem is not so much you as a candidate were the. It's not so much that you lost because of who you are, even though that was a contributor to it. You lost because of your campaign management and who you had backing you. You lost when you did sit-down interviews with Miss Mosley. That's where you lost hundreds of voters. And you may shake your head once you listen to this and think that I'm insane, but I know things that you don't know, Miss Gregory. Okay? I know the demographic in this area has changed. Okay? There's lots of Republicans like myself that reject the dirty tricks and dirty politics coming from Miss Mosley and from Mr. Hansen. Okay? As a Republican, Miss Lori Martin Gregory, I reject your views of flat earth because it's complete fucking bullshit. I reject the view that you were the city council election was stolen from you. You lost. And a supervisor, Wesley Wilcox, supervisor election here, hey, you keep talking about your hometown. Girl, you didn't move back. Girl, you was in California living for years and you just moved back recently. What do you mean your hometown? You fucking was born here, lived here a little bit, and you disappeared for like fucking a whole decade. Wesley Wilcox has been doing this shit for 25 years, so have a seat, lady. And there is there is absolutely zero evidence, zero. And you can't prove that the election was rigged. You can't prove that the election was stolen. And not only that, you're talking about Wesley Wilcox going on MSNBC and CNN and all that. He went on there to basically open the books. Did you actually listen to Wesley Wilcox on MSNBC? Because I did. It's easy for anybody that doesn't know that what I'm saying is true is to go to YouTube and find it. Do not listen to Lori Martin Gregory trying to spin this and saying that he went on there to say, you can't see what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. No, he went on there to basically say, look, I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm transparent. I'm open. That's pretty much what he said. And he was basically saying, we get it right in Florida. He was basically saying, and he acknowledged that there is voter fraud around the country. But he went on this little speaking engagement to reiterate how he gets it right. So everything Lori Martin Gregory is saying is 100% bullshit, folks. And anyway, I want to go back to the guy that spoke before her. Did you hear what he said? You know, anytime you listen to these idiots speak, Mr. Mike Lindell, Lori Martin Gregory, the idiot before him, before Lori Martin that spoke, and you hear him talk about, I got intel before I got on stage from a friend that said he saw planes show up and the generals from the Space Force and the generals from the Air Force, they got off the plane and they went to Trump Tower. To do what? To eat tacos with Trump? Do y'all motherfuckers realize Donald Trump is no longer the president? He's not in charge of the Space Force. He's not in charge of the fucking Air Force. Holy God. These are the people that Lori Martin Gregory surrounds herself with. They believe in flat earth. They believe JFK Jr.'s alive. They believed Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, the loser. I think he's a loser. Everything comes out of his fucking sewer mouth. He sounds like a complete clown. And this, my fellow Republicans, is why some of you Republicans are the laughingstock of the Democratic Party. This is why we're criticized, because of this foolishness. Stop hashtagging, trust the plan. Stop it. There is no war. Trump is not going around the country with his military people and arresting people and throwing them in Guantanamo Bay. It's not happening, folks. Okay? The Joe Biden you see coming from the White House is not a fucking CGI, and the real Joe Biden is not in Guantanamo Bay. Do not believe this fucking insanity. Anyway, me and some city officials and some county officials really got a laugh when I took this screenshot, when I took screenshots from the Marion County Political Forum. Well, actually, I didn't take them. They were sent to me in an email of Mr. Hansen posting this Reawaken America tour with Lori Martin Gregory. But if you people have been listening to me, remember I told you I predicted this. Remember I predicted this about 2 months ago? Remember I told you election season's coming, folks? And the dirty political establishment, they are going to pull every trick in the book once again. Remember, folks, these people are the dirtiest players in the game. And they want me silenced. They don't want me to tell you what's going on. But the best thing about my podcast is I'm reaching thousands of you. And I thank all of you for listening and listening to me in your car. I have some friends of mine that are driving 18-wheelers. And thank you for all of this. Thanks for spreading my podcast far and wide. Because when you hear me talk, I will get it right. I will expose you. If you're a dirty Republican, I'm going to expose you. If you're a dirty Democrat, I'm going to expose you. I am for the underdog. The underdog. People ask me, I wonder what his agenda is. What is he doing? What am I doing? Okay. I want the best person possible in city council seats, in county commissioner seats. I want the best people possible in elected seats in this county, at the school board. That's what I want. The best people possible. The people that realize that being a civil servant is more than just you. It's more than you just seeking attention. It should be more than a popularity contest. It should be, you should be able to stand on your merit. I've had people email me, why are you so hard on Lori Martin Gregory? Why? Okay, I will explain why. Because I saw how she ran her campaign. I saw how she went on the YouTube channel. Can't remember the name of it offhand, but it's Sue Mosley's channel. And I saw how when they interviewed her, it was 100% biased. All I heard was 90% of it talking about her father, Buddy Martin's, accomplishments in the Ocala area. And all I heard about her was how she is a, what is it, third generation Ocalan, how she loves her town? Okay, so why should I vote for you? And that's the thing, nobody asked her the tough questions. They coddled her. And you still can't ask the tough questions on Marion County Political Forum. Because as I said, right now, there was a shit show on that page the other day. My friend Paul Skinner tried to ask, why are you guys saying that Wesley Wilcox is pretty much rigging elections? And basically he said, look, he must have said it two or three times and they kept attacking him. All he said was, can you show credible proof? Can you show verifiable evidence? Is the only thing you can do is just say it? I mean, because you have to admit, folks, those are pretty, pretty horrible allegations, right? I agree. Those are horrible allegations. And if Wesley Wilcox was purposely rigging elections, I would condemn it also. But there's no proof. There is zero evidence. No matter what these people spew out of their gutter, sewer, lying mouth, they have no evidence of such thing taking place. It's bullshit. And another thing I want to address, you heard Lori Martin Gregory say, I find it disgusting the way she talked about my small town. The way she said it. I ran for city council back in this small town. As if it's insignificant. If it's insignificant, then get the fuck out of our town. As I've said, Lori Martin Gregory, you lost because you're out of touch with voters. You're out of touch. You can't run on your father's merit. You can't run on what your father did in this amazing town. You know, you have to stand on your own. You have to put yourself out there on your own merit. And you didn't do it. You didn't. You didn't run a good campaign. Your opponent ran a good campaign. That's why she won. It's really that simple, folks, at the end of the day. Okay. There wasn't no election fraud. Don't listen to these people. You heard me tell you already that they're going to start. They're going to fucking, I'm telling you, it's election season. We're going into county commissioner races and it's going to get dirty, folks. And all the dirtiness, all the dirtiest plays are going to come from one group. And that's Marion County Political Forum. You hear me tell you it's a trash group. It is a cesspool of political established corruption. It is a cesspool of good old boys. It is a cesspool of one-sided debate only. You cannot question Mr. Hansen. You cannot. My friend Paul Skinner was basically talking to Lori Martin Gregory, saying, what proof do you have that the election was stolen? And Mr. Hansen jumped in and said, you're a little harsh there with Miss Gregory. You're being a little biased. Maybe it's because you're intimidated by a female conservative. What kind of crock of bullshit, liberal, spineless, snowflake bullshit statement is that? Get the fuck out. See, and I left that group on my own because they can't debate me. And in fact, Mr. Hansen actually blocked me like the coward he is. He is a sniveling coward online. They like to talk the talk. But when it comes down to running a political campaign, if they're so good, if Miss Mosley is supposed to be some golden child of running political campaigns, why does she have a horrible track record of losing one election after another? Do I have to go back to 2018? The Mike Creamy, Kathy Bryant election? Supposedly, Mike Creamy was going to wipe up Kathy Bryant and beat her for county commissioner. And he lost by exactly 3,514 votes. And if you don't believe me, check the supervisor election site in Marion County and you can see for yourself. Once again, Miss Mosley will tell everybody, it was pretty close, just like the Edward Leedy loss. Mike Creamy lost by about 1,100 votes. Wrong. He lost by 3,514 votes. And by my indication, that was a fucking spanking. He got spanked. He got crushed like a grape. I'm just saying, folks. You know, if Miss Mosley and Mr. Hansen, with all his money, they have all this political power I keep hearing. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. I hear some people tell me I don't know what I'm talking about, and they have all this power. Well, where is it? Why do they keep losing election after election? Why is everybody... And I have another question if they're listening. Mr. Hansen and Miss Mosley, how come everybody that you support and that you want and you think that's the best suited for these elected positions, why is every one of them corrupt? Can you actually answer that question for me? I bet you can't, and I bet you won't. See, and that's why you despise me, because I could ask you those questions, but I'm sure I'm never going to get an answer. All I'm going to hear is Mr. Hansen say, Lee Leffingwell is not a true Republican. He's a felon that can't vote. He can't vote. That's why he didn't run for county commissioner years ago. No, Mr. Hansen, tell the truth. You wanted to groom me. You wanted to groom me to be a county commissioner. And I basically rejected it. But that's not really why I didn't run. It's true. I was thinking about running for county commissioner about 4 years ago. But I did not because, for those that don't know, and you've probably heard me talk about it or not, but in 2013, I had stage 4 cancer. Well, I have lingering health issues for that, and I felt like I couldn't do the job I wanted to do for the people of Marion County. I didn't feel, I guess I, what I'm saying is I felt like I couldn't give my best because I have good days and bad days. I have days where I have serious breathing issues, even with all the medicine I have. I have PTSD. I have I have massive anxiety along with PTSD. I still get nightmares 3 and 4 in the morning thinking I'm right back in the hospital bed on a feeding tube. And the dreams are so real. It's always going to be there. You know, when you're literally on your deathbed fighting for your life, maybe you'll know what I'm talking about. So anyway, to make a long story short, that's why I didn't run. But Mr. Hansen likes to tell people that he found out because of his past that he can't run and he doesn't vote. So they disqualified him. I mean, imagine being a dude in your 70s perpetuating lie after lie after lie just because you don't like somebody. Well, that's Mr. Hansen. The guy can't stand me. So, and not only that, I've noticed anybody that they disagree with, anybody that Mr. Hansen goes around and around with on a Marion County political forum, he's quick to call these people liberals. And that's what he likes to do. I mean, he said that with Lori Martin's opponent, Ms. Dreyer, that one, he called her not a real Republican. He said she was a liberal. And that's his talking point. And just like I said, right before I left Marion County Political Forum on my own, but if you listen to Mr. Hansen, they'll say that I'm blocked. And Ms. Mosley, if you're listening, you can go ahead and confirm it, if I'm blocked or not. You're the administrator, looked at your block list. I'm not on it. I can see the Marion County Political Forum in its entirety. It's a public group. I don't have to be a member to read everything on it. Just in case, you're probably not that tech savvy and probably don't know that. So I can read everything on the group. I'm not on your block list. But saying that, I left the group on my own. And the reason why I say all these things over and over to you is because these people have a history of lying. Lying, one lie after another. Mr. Hansen says I'm a felon and I've never voted. Both of those are lies. I am not a convicted felon and I vote in each and every election. You can find my freaking voter's registration at Marion County election, the supervisor election. Go look it up. I'm on there. Lies after lie after lie. And then a lot of you heard me talk about, if you go to my political group, Marion County Conservative Politics, you'll see where I freaking roasted them in November. I showed and proved the screenshots of Mr. Stan Hansen, of Ms. Sue Mosley, mocking my cancer and pretty much bullying me on their trash political group. These are facts, folks. These are facts. These are things that they do. They do this to crush their political opponents. I'm just trying to tell you, they want to say I'm irrelevant. If I'm so irrelevant, why the fuck didn't they leave me alone? Right? I mean, they love to say that I have no power here. They love to tell you I'm irrelevant when it comes to local elections. Okay, well, if I'm so irrelevant, how come everybody that I don't want to say I'm a paid political consultant. I don't really want to say much of that right now, but I will say this. How come everybody I give political, strategy to in any way, and if I say, hey, this is what you should do in this election, you want to win, this is what you should do. Why is it that probably the last 3 or 4 elections in this city, whether for school board, county commissioner, or city council, why is it that everybody I back wins? That's all I want to know. I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm not familiar with this as much as somebody like Ms. Mosley or Mr. Hansen. But I know one thing. Almost everybody that I say is going to win, wins. So there may be a few surprises in this county commissioner race. For those that know, you know who I'm backing. We may have a surprise for you folks. There might be another upset. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to tell you, folks. So anyway, I wanted to just let the cat out of the bag here about Miss Lori Martin Gregory going around the country saying that the city council election in my small hometown It was rigged. It was stolen from me. I'm the golden child of Mr. Buddy Martin. You better listen to me. I want attention, goddammit. I'm entitled to be an elected official. Who are you trying to vote in the best candidate? You need to listen to me. I'm Buddy Martin's daughter. I'm special. That's what they want you to believe. And it's all bullshit, folks. 100% fucking bullshit. That's all I got to say about that. Anyways, to be honest, I didn't want to talk about this shit again. But when I was sent in an email of all the garbage sewage coming out of this bullshit Marion County political forum group, and when I heard that Mr. Hansen posted the Reawaken American Tour San Diego, day two, I had to listen to it at the 8-minute mark and listen to this crazy bitch go on and on about how the election was stolen. Give me a break, folks. Give me a break. They just want to stay relevant. Mr. Hansen wants to stay relevant, and he's not. Ms. Mosley wants to stay relevant as a so-called political consultant, but she actually sucks at being a political consultant. If you're listening to me, Sue, please, it's time to just get out of this whole political consultant business, because you're not very good at it. And then when your candidates lose, you can't even tell the truth about how many votes they lost by. Jesus Christ. Can you tell the truth about anything? Can any of you that's supposed to be elitist on Marion County Political Forum? Why is it that these people like Mr. Hansen and Ms. Mosley, that's supposed to be so political, why is it that y'all can't tell the truth? When you lose, tell the truth. I mean, just tell the truth about how many votes your candidate lost by. Because I can fact check you at the Marion County Supervisor Elections, at the Marion County Election site. All I got to do is go back and look at all the, go to the website and go back and look at all of the races from the past. And why is it every time I fact check you all, you guys are wrong? You guys want to minimize, if your candidate loses by 1,000 votes, you want to be like, well, my candidate, they did really good. They only lost by 101 votes. And I'm like, is that true? Bingo, it's wrong. I'm just saying, why can't you get the numbers right? You're supposed to be so intelligent, right? I'm supposed to be the dumb one, remember? I'm supposed to be the fake Republican. I'm supposed to be the one that's been harassing you guys. But anybody with two eyes and a fucking brain can go to Marion County Conservative Politics. Marion County Conservative Politics. Yes, I'm just trying to get the name of my group right here. Let me make sure I'm saying that, because I'm getting confused here. Let me make sure. Yes, Marion County Conservative Politics. You'll know you're at the right group when you see Grand Old Party as the cover with Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump, and Abraham Lincoln. They're getting their hair cut, and that's my group with 680 current members. And just search my name. And you'll see my post from November where I basically prove how I was trashed for having cancer, literally, and how Miss Mosley and Mr. Hansen pretty much went on a, I want to say they tried to destroy my character, literally, by saying that I lied about my cancer, literally questioning the cancer I almost died from, literally questioning the cancer that I, right now in 2022, have lingering health issues from. And you people that support these two pieces of trash should be ashamed of yourself. You are just as bad for not calling out this crap. I know y'all see what's going on, but you act like you don't. And I will continue to put myself out there. I will continue to use my voice. I will continue to try, and the best of my ability, to try to get the best possible people for elected seats in my county, in my city. I am a Republican. I am a proud Republican. no matter what Mr. Hansen wants to think of me, or no matter what Mr. Hansen says about me not voting. Hell, come and follow me to the voting booth when I go vote. Watch me vote. That will prove to anybody that Mr. Hansen is a fraud and a liar. Everything Mr. Hansen says about me is 100% untrue. It's never been true. As I said, he likes to tell people that I decided not to run for county commissioner because I found out that I can't run because I'm a felon. 100% untrue. 100% untrue, folks. That's what I'm trying to say. So when you hear me talk about this, this is what I'm talking about. Anyways, what else do I want to talk about here? Let me see. Before I go, I'll make sure I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. Oh, okay, one other thing. You heard me talk about what Miss Lori Martin Gregory and these losers of this, what is it called again? The Reawaken American Tour. And of course, Mike Lindell is one of the speakers there. What a clown that guy is. And as I said, if you don't believe me about the QAnon, just type in to Google. Just how I found it, because I didn't believe it. Just type in QAnon, which is QNON, then just space, and then type in Dealey Plaza. That's all you got to do, because Dealey Plaza is, of course, where President John F. Kennedy was shot in the skull in 1963. And you will see how there is videos and pictures. It's not fake, folks, of these people in Dallas, Texas. These cult members were literally standing in Dealey Plaza waiting for John F. Kennedy Jr. to arrive. I swear, folks, you cannot make this up. These are facts. And this, my friends, is what Miss Lori Martin Gregory believes in. You see what I'm saying? This is what they believe in, folks. So I just wanted to throw it out there to you of what's going on. And once again, thank you for listening to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. I hope I explained things, and I hope I got the truth right, as usual. You heard the truth right out of her own mouth. She believes the election was stolen, and I'm saying put up or shut up. Show the proof you have, Miss Lori Martin Gregory. Show the proof you have, Mr. Hansen. You keep saying, and I saw a post, somebody sent me in an email where you're like, oh, it's coming soon. We're going to get to the bottom of it. What are you waiting for? Isn't it like the videotapes you said you have of people pulling campaign signs out of the ground from 2014? You said that video is coming soon. You said it was coming soon in 2018. We still don't have those videos, so I'm sure nothing's going to happen. Okay, Wesley Wilcox is a stand-up great American, and you should be ashamed of yourself to question if he's not doing his job correctly. So thank you for listening to Real News with Lee Leffingwell. If you listen to me for the first time, if you like what you hear, please share with your friends. And if you have anything you want to give me any feedback on, you can at my email, realnewsocala@gmail.com. Go to Facebook, search Real News with Lee Leffingwell, and follow my page. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. And I'm on every platform. I don't know if you listen to me on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music. I'm not sure what you listen to me on, but give it a like, and thank you once again for listening to Real News.